I want to explain just real quick before we start what a gathering is, because some people were calling and they were asking, so who's the speakers? You know, what's happening? Like, what's going on? What's this? The thing about a gathering is we gather because we heard a call from the Lord that he said he wanted to mobilize Gen X. That's pretty much all we knew. We knew he wanted to mobilize Gen X. We knew he wanted to do it in Edmonton, and we knew that he wanted it to be 1-2-3 March. That's all we really knew coming here. And so all we felt the Lord asked us to do was put out the call. And then he would call the people. He would bring the people. So as far as what's going to happen this weekend, I'm as much waiting to figure that out as everybody else. Like, I'm just as excited as anyone else to find out what God's going to do. We don't have a master plan. He has a plan. We don't have the plan. We're going to find the plan out as we go. And the way we do that is we have a team of us, and we have Gen Xers mixed together with fathers and mothers who, before every session, we meet together in what we call a discerning meeting. And we just share and hear, what is the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying to us? What do we feel he's saying? What is he wanting to do? And because our heart is to give the Holy Spirit maximum room to move. We don't want to constrain him. We don't want to tell him, you have to do it this way in this little box. We just want to give him all the opportunity possible for him to move and do things even that totally are going to surprise us. And it's not just this small group that's going to be discerning. We want to include you in that discerning process as well, because every one of you is here, I believe, because you heard the Lord say to come here. Some of you have traveled over long distances to be here. And starting tomorrow morning, sort of in that back corner there, we're going to have a discerning table, and there's going to be people sitting there so that if you're in the worship, if you're in the sharing times, and the Lord speaks to you something, and you see it, or you have a vision, or you have a dream tonight, and you really feel, wow, that's not just for me, that might be for the body, then you'll be able to go to the discerning table at the back. They'll have paper and pens there. You'll be able to write out what you're sharing so that they can take it, and they'll be bringing it into the meeting so that we can get as much as possible the collective corporate discernment of everybody that's here. Because we really believe in the principle that there's wisdom and safety in a multitude of counsel, and that God wants to speak through the whole body. It's not just through one person or a small group. He wants to speak through everybody. Every one of you has a part. You're here for a reason. And so I want to encourage you, take an active place in your spirit. Don't come kind of sit there and go, wonder what's going to happen. Be sitting there saying, Lord, what do you want to happen? And is there a part you want me to play? Because it may be you're carrying a message that he wants released. It may be he gives you a picture or he gives you a vision, and it's the vision and it's the thing that turns the whole gathering. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Share. You know, that's why we've got this, that's set up this way, and there will be people on the discerning table who are senior people who know how to sense and feel, and they'll be able to look at it, and they'll be able to say, you know, this is something that's really, what we've seen over and over in meetings is people will come, and they'll think, I'm the only one hearing this, but actually five people in the room are hearing the same thing. And that's our way of knowing, oh, that's where God's going. Because see, I don't expect God to say everything through me, or everything through the small little discerning group. We don't. We're not here to tell you what God's saying. We're here to facilitate him speaking through whoever he wants to speak through. It's a different model. It's a different way of thinking. It's part of this new season. We've been talking as a team about we're in a new season, spring. That's why you're seeing all this spring everywhere. So we felt the Lord said, he wants to bring it home to us that we're in a new season. The old has passed away, and all of this, it's new. This is a new day. It's a new game from here on in. And so we want to really encourage you, please, to the degree that we activate our spirits, to the degree that we lay hold of the gathering and what the Lord's purposes are, it'll be the degree to which he can speed us through what he wants to do. He can take us further and further and further. You know, it's like as if you're carrying something, if you're dragging a wagon. If one person's trying to drag the wagon, it's going to be really slow. But if there's 100 people trying to pull the same wagon, you're going to be able to move real quick over a lot of ground, right? So let's all be pulling together. Don't be sitting back. Even when the worship team's up here, don't be like, oh, what can I get for me? Be like, come on, God, release what you want. Speak what you want. We want to see God speak through worship. It's not just through here. Not here, the mic, the person standing. No, through the worship too. So in all places, just engage your spirit. That's what I want to encourage you. Engage your spirit. Be asking the Lord constantly, what's on your heart? What's on your heart? What's on your, because that's all we want, right? Like really, that's all. I know that's why I'm here. If God doesn't show up, I might as well go home. Like, I have nothing. We don't have anything to say. We don't have anything to do apart from what he wants. And we'll wait till we hear him. No matter how long that takes, we're going to wait to hear him. So that's the heart of a gathering. So there is no schedule of speakers. We don't know who will be speaking. We don't know how long the worship's going to go. We don't know how long the sessions are going to go. That's why we're going to kind of, we said the set session will be flexible. Like, depending on how late we finish tonight, we'll see when we start tomorrow. And there's other things we'll share a little bit more, announcements and stuff at the end. I don't want to get into that now, because now we're going to have the worship team come up. And we just felt like what we sensed when we were praying together was that the Lord wanted us to start by just honoring him. Honoring him for bringing us here. Honoring him for his faithfulness to speak to us, for every one of us to be here. Honoring him for clearing the way. Many of you have had to travel, some of you literally through rain and snow and sleet today, especially the people that came from northern Alberta. And we just want to bless him. We just want to bless him. We want to say, Lord, you are amazing. You are awesome. You are the reason every single one of us is here. There's no other reason, right, than him. He's why we're here. So we're going to enter into the presence of the Lord now with the worship team, and then we'll just see how the Lord leads us.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts.
Please feel free to stand and to release yourself in the presence of God. Don't hold back.
Too late, it's not too late for you.
I have plans
for you. I have plans for you.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be full of me.
Come away,
come away.
never too late. No, it's not too late. It's not too late for you.
Open up your heart.
Just open up your heart and let me in. So open up your heart and let me in. Your heart and let me in. Oh. Open up your heart and let me in. Open up your heart and let me in. Oh,
open up your heart.
Open up your heart and let me in.
to reign.
King of glory, come and reign.
King of glory, come and reign.
Open up our hearts.
Yeah.
glory. So come in, come in. We welcome you this day. Who is this King of glory?
The Lord strong in battle.
Who is this King of glory?
We lift you up.
above all else. We lift you up above all else. We lift you up. Yeah, we lift you up. Yeah, we lift you up. And we bow down low. How high can you be? How low can we go? We lift you up and we bow down low. How high can you be? How low can we go? We lift you up, we bow down low. How high can you be? How low can we go? We lift you up, we bow down low. How high can you be? How low can I go? We lift you up, we bow down low. How high can you be? How low can we go? We lift you up, 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 higher, 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 higher. Higher, 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 higher,
I'm eyes to your wonders anew. Come open our 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 eyes. Come open our eyes. Come open our eyes to your wonders anew. Come open our eyes to your wonders. Come open our eyes. Wonders anew. Come open our eyes. Yeah. Come open our eyes. 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 Your wonders. Come open our eyes to your wonders. Come open our eyes. Come open our eyes. Come and open our eyes. Come open our eyes. Come open our eyes. Oh, it's a new day. Come open our eyes. Oh, it's a new thing. It's a new thing. Come open.
Oh.
Open the eyes of my heart.
flower there. What have we here? Snow is melting and flowers are blooming everywhere. See, flowers are blooming everywhere. See with my eyes, for the winter has passed and springtime is here. What have we here? See with my eyes. Flowers here and flowers there, blooming everywhere. It's blooming everywhere. Blooming everywhere. Oh, winter has passed. Springtime is here. The birds are singing. Flowers are blooming. Oh, and I want to hear one thing. I want to hear one thing in this hour, and it's your voice. It's your voice. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. Come out of hiding. Springtime is here, and I want to hear your voice. Sing for me. Sing. And see what I see, see with my eyes. Springtime is here, flowers are blooming. Oh, and the birds are singing. But I want to hear.
Thank you.
the whole time that the worship team was singing, I just kept seeing the same picture over and over again. It was from the Chronicles of Narnia. You know, and how there was a place where the wicked queen actually, like, in, when they went into her, like, castle or whatever, there were people that had tried to go in there and they'd gotten frozen. Like, they were actually frozen statues. Like, they thought they were statues, but they weren't. They were people. But they'd been frozen solid. And that's what I was seeing. It was like all this, it was like we were all frozen. And then as they were singing, it was like a warm wind coming, exactly like it comes in the spring. And I saw it like melting. I could literally, like I was seeing people and I was seeing them going drip, drip, drip. Like there was something melting away and melting off of us. And I just felt like the Lord's taking us, it's a process. It's a thawing process. He's actually thawing us, you know? And it's funny, we'll be talking more in the announcements and stuff about we prepared meals here. Most of you know that from the website. We prepared meals for the lunch and dinner so that we can have more fellowship here. Like, rather than everyone having to go out and buy stuff, we just have it prepared here. And we had this massive cooking party about a week and a half ago and cooked like crazy amounts of food and all these soups and stuff. And we had these big, I had these big 5-gallon pails of soup in my freezer. And it dawned on me a couple of days ago, I thought, how long is it going to take one of those things to thaw? Like, wait a minute, the gathering's coming, right? So I'm not that strong, but I managed to struggle and yank one of them out of my freezer, and we've been watching it. It's sort of like I've been giving thaw reports to the hospitality people, right? It was like we got the soup out, and after 8 hours, no movement. Like, there was nothing. Like, you just bam, bam, it's still a solid rock, and we're like, uh-oh. Like, because, you know, how are you, what pot are you going to put big enough to put a big hunk of a frozen thing like that in it? And we've literally been watching over the last, because I think I took it out on, what's today, Thursday? I took it out on Monday or Tuesday. And so every 8 hours, I would send out an email. We're about an inch water. Like, it's like, you know, and now there's a lump, I can move it up and down, you know, like, because we're trying to figure out how long is this going to take. I felt like the Lord was saying it's the same with us. We've been in a prolonged season of winter, and it's almost like we're frozen solid so much we don't even know we're frozen solid. Like, we think this is normal, because it's been this way for so long, we don't know anything else. And what I felt like tonight was we're like that, and like the Lord was coming and he was pulling us out of the freezer and putting us there, but he's kind of trying to accelerate the process, so he's blowing a little warm wind across, you know, to try to speed up the thawing process. You know, the thing about the soup is, it thaws from the outside in, anything, right? It thaws, it starts, because the warm air hits the outside first, and then it's the very inner core that's the last thing to thaw. And I feel like it's the same thing. The Lord started tonight, and he's thawing us on the outside. Stuff's happening on the outside, but there's still more to go. There's still more he wants to do. And there's a, as you saw, many people were coming here after. There are many things the Lord was speaking to many people tonight. And we just felt like the Lord said, let's, like, we will save it for tomorrow. We want to talk about it more tomorrow. But that tonight, we're just to go with this heart of saying to the Lord, Lord, if there's places in me that are still frozen, would you thaw them? Like, Lord, while I lie in bed tonight, blowtorch me, blowtorch me. Because I can't wait. Like, I don't have time to wait for it to all thaw naturally. I need the supernatural blowtorch of the Holy Spirit. You know, and I really felt like the Lord said to me that, like, he's going to meet us even in the night, even in our sleep. You know, that doesn't mean that in your sleep. So you don't have to stay up all night, thaw me, thaw me, thaw me. You don't have to do that. Just rest. Just continue to rest in the presence of the Lord like we were resting tonight, and let him do it. You know, the soup doesn't try to get thawed. It just sits there, and the thawing happens. So just, you know, let yourself rest. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit keep coming and covering you all tonight as you rest. And then as we come tomorrow morning, I know the Lord, I feel the Lord's going to open a lot of different things. But I think it'll actually be easier because we'll be more thawed. It'll be easier for us to receive it by tomorrow morning. So I don't know if there's any announcements. Donna, where's Donna? Donna's coming with a few announcements.